Hello, everyone out there. This is Gingrich56 of the DailyPOS.org, and oh shit, it's podcast revived!
Revived, and so too am I.
Yes, and we actually have, once again, a good friend of the DailyPOS.org, Mike Crazy Legs Krem Quinlan.
Hi there, I'm Krem from the DailyPOS.org. You may not remember me, but I've come a long, long ways to return to you fair folks. And, yeah.
Isn't he great, folks?
I sure am.
He's house trained, too, for you ladies who are interested.
It's a jolly holiday.
How was your Christmas there, Krem?
I'm enjoying my Christmas quite a lot. It's December 25th all over the place.
Do you have any snow?
No, haven't seen a drop. I mean, an out. I mean, yeah.
You don't even know what snow is, do you?
That's the stuff that... Yeah.
You saw it in the Charlie Brown Christmas once.
Yes, it looks scary.
Have you ever seen snow?
I have. It snowed, like, once last year. It usually snows about once a year, if we're lucky.
So you've never seen snow, like, a foot or two deep?
No, I mean, when it snows here, it gets, maybe about a half an inch deep, and it melts within 3 or 4 hours, so.
Yeah, the desert swallows the snow.
The desert swallows the snow, yes. We don't call it snow so much as we call it groundwater recharge.
Then you get sinkholes, like Krem's epic water adventure that one time.
Yeah. That was an epic adventure indeed.
I love that video. I hope you still have it. I want to download it again and save it on my computer.
Oh yeah, it's on my YouTube thing.
That was definitely an epic video. I wish it did that shit here.
Uh-huh. Couldn't see in the video, like, how big the thing was, because it looked smaller in the video than it actually was.
Yeah, but you kind of ruined it when you were like, hey, there's cow shit in this.
Yeah.
All our dreams.
Well, there was.
Of...
My mom's been telling me for years not to go swim in the sinkholes because of all the cow shit and E. coli it washes over.
It is true. It does do all that. It's just, we wanted to live a dream.
Weren't we supposed to, like, do mailbag or something?
We do that in the second part, Krem. You forget?
Okay. No, I don't know what the podcasts are like anymore. I mean, it used to be we woke up, we did mailbag, we, you know, maybe discussed they might be giants for a couple of minutes, and then we went right back to bed.
Yeah. That's
how it used to be. Uphill both ways, man.
Uphill both ways. That kind of describes POS.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Actually, when my dad was telling me stories about how he went to school uphill both ways, industrious a little kid as I was, I sat down with a pen and paper and tried to figure out how that would be physically possible. I imagined his school and his home both being very tall towers. On the bottom were doors that you could only come out of, and on the top were doors you could only go into, and there were ramps connecting the two buildings diagonally.
Well, the real thing is, there's a giant hill between them. So you'd have to go up the hill
But then you would have downhill as well.
Well, they never said there wasn't a downhill.
No, he said he went uphill both ways. He didn't say I went uphill and then I had a nice easy downhill stretch.
Well, you're not supposed to point out how it's a nice easy downhill stretch.
I think he mentioned specifically there was no downhill stretch. It was a very clever drawing I did. Now, hush, let's do mailbag.
Wait, mailbag is not done ready yet. Mailbag will
be done. Okay, well, what are we supposed to do?
Well,
play Metal Gear Solid for a while or something, huh?
Oh, are you mocking my actual doing stuff for the site, Mr. Hey, I'm Krem, I post once a day, then I'm gone.
Oh, what's that? I wasn't actually making it up.
Yeah, we actually do play Metal Gear Solid.
No, you don't. Video games aren't real.
Yeah, this is just crazy talk on the internet. So, Krem.
See how much I've lost touch with reality, folks?
You never really had a lot of touch with reality. I referred you to 12-year-old Krem.
Okay, so, well, what were you saying?
Well, you, never mind, it's not as funny now.
I can fly again.
So, Krem, what are your thoughts on Doom?
I played that once. It was pretty cool.
What are your thoughts on fucking monsters sneaking up behind you and scaring the shit out of you when you turn around?
Oh, I didn't play on Ultraviolence.
I played on Ultraviolence for like... I played on Nightmare. I did the Nightmare one in the Video Fest week and kept dying.
I think I played on like the second difficulty level.
Did you die repeatedly?
Not quite so much as others do.
What, was it like me on Kaizo Mario?
Yeah, you were dying all over the place. Okay.
All right, that's enough camaraderie between us.